When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Dr. Eileen Marty is on the World Health Organization Advisory Group on mass gatherings, and we were lucky enough to get to talk to her here every Wednesday morning. Dr. Marty, how are you doing today?
Oh, just dandy. How are you?
I'm dandy, too, and I have a lot of questions for you, and we have a few from listeners as well. Are you double masking these days? We hear all this talk about the variants, and is it necessary to double mask?
Well, to be honest with you, I have been double masking for over 6 months, and I've just done that absolutely routinely because any protection that we use against the transmission is cumulative. Everything has holes. We've talked about the Swiss cheese model before, and there's, as long as what you're wearing is a comfortable mask that allows you to breathe and you have that capability of double masking, it's worth doing. Absolutely. And yes, I have been doing it for quite a while.
And what if you have one of those medical masks? Would you need to double mask in that case? I know you're around all these weird microbes, so obviously you have to be extra careful. But what about the rest of us?
Well, let's just be very careful, very clear. So an N95 is actually considered legally and by standard a respirator, not actually a mask. And the way that that N95 masks or K95 masks, which are equivalent, is supposed to be used is for I'm being asked to do something else here.
Tell CNN they can wait. Tell Anderson Cooper he can wait.
they have to be fit tested so that you're wearing one that actually is effective. But I'll tell you, Bob, even wearing an N95 mask, I will most often have a comfortable cloth mask on top of that, just to give me that extra layer of protection. But what you said was medical masks. And by medical masks, we don't mean N95 respirators. We're talking about those little more flimsy-looking masks that you often blue or yellow that hang on your ears. Those are effective because of the material that they're made of really basically invites the virus to get on it and not go through it in either direction, either from the person breathing out or from the ambience to come in. But remember, those aren't very well sealed the way most people wear them. So there's certainly room for virus to get through. And whereas it's not really necessary to wear a double mask if you're wearing a N95 respirator, it probably would be a very good idea to double mask if you're using one of those more typical, what we call medical masks.
Got it. Once you're vaccinated, can you still spread the virus?
So we know that with all the vaccine trials of all the various vaccines on which we have data right now, we have data not just for the mRNA vaccines, we also have data for the chimp adenovirus vectored vaccine that AstraZeneca presented. We now have data on Sputnik, which is a mix of two different adenovirus products, and all of them have holes. Some holes are bigger than the other, right? So the one that came out with the least amount of problems overall in terms of having the highest efficacy was the Pfizer, followed very closely behind, almost imperceptibly different by Moderna. The others have even bigger holes, if you will. And what do I mean by that? I mean that some people who were fully vaccinated and had time after their vaccination still came down with COVID-19. But it was only 5% of people, for example, in the Pfizer group, right? So, but the fact that some people can get COVID is evidence that people are getting the virus into their system. And the study that needs to be done more fully is how many of the people who get virus into their system after vaccination are able to transmit asymptomatically. Curiously, AstraZeneca just released some data on that regarding their vaccine, and they say that they reduce the transmission in people, so that aspect of being an asymptomatic transmitter because you had the vaccine by about 67%. We need to see that for the other vaccines where it is. So there's a reduction in transmission, but again, you have to turn those numbers upside down, right, and realize that there is a large percentage of people, about, 33%, that are still able to transmit, even though they've been fully vaccinated with the AstraZeneca vaccine. So bottom line, yes, we do know that some people who have been fully vaccinated can transmit the disease, transmit the virus, and that could lead to disease in some individuals.
Which is why we have to keep social distancing and washing up and masking up. If you've had COVID, the common strain, can you still get one of the newer mutants, one of the variants we're hearing about these days?
So the data right now, Bob, is that people who have had COVID and then are exposed to either the South African variant or the Brazil variant have a very high risk of being reinfected. We're still studying that for some of the other variants. It seems that people who have had the original SARS-2 viruses did not, do have protection against the UK version. But, for example, when we looked at convalescent serum that was neutralizing from people who had had the original COVID-19 and tested that on the South African variant, 9 out of 10 times, it did not work. It was not neutralizing. And that's why there's been, for example, a huge surge in cases now because of that ability to reinfect and potentially lead to hospitalizations as well for a second time around. And then that also brings up the possibility of more long haulers. There's a lot going on, Bob.
Yeah, but
if we can get the population vaccinated, if we can get the bulk of the population vaccinated, then we may be able to ease up on some of these public health measures, because once you have everyone to say 90% efficacy in terms of not getting sick, then it becomes more of a trivial issue whether you're infected, right? Mm-hmm. Because then you're not worried about so many people being seriously ill, being hospitalized, or dying. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons it's so important. The other thing is, because there is some decrease in transmission, remember, any time that this virus is transmitted from one person to the next is an opportunity for that virus to mutate and possibly form other variants, or maybe get into a person with immune deficiencies, which is another site where variants seem to come up as they're able to defeat different parts of a weakened immune system. So everything we can do to get the level of protection in the population up is going to reduce the risk for more variants that could be more serious. And that's really where we ought to be right now.
Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. You want to hear the joke I came up with yesterday for Groundhog Day about Dr. Fauci? Want to hear my joke?
Absolutely.
Okay, Dr. Fauci yesterday saw his shadow, so 6 more weeks of the pandemic.
Oh, God. What a shame he saw his shadow.
Talk to you next Wednesday.